I'm going to be like Zacchaeus today and climb the pulpit so I can see Jesus. Because Jesus is in each one of you. The various gifts, the various talents you bring here to our community allows Christ to flow out of here. And thank you for your commitment to sharing Christ with others. Your presence here today says that you want to follow Christ. And Christ comes to you and leaves with you as well. One of the most heartwarming parts of the Mass here at St. John's for me is the offertory collection. I love seeing the little 1-, 2-, and 3-year-olds run from their pews down here to our collection baskets in front. Sometimes they skip down the aisle, as you know, or sometimes they run to one basket and then they realize they want to put it in the other one instead, and they run over there and then run back over here. It's adorable to watch. And they bring so much joy to us in seeing that. And they're excited for a couple reasons. First of all, they have a role to fulfill, and they get to move. It's a great, exciting time for them. And my brothers and sisters, you too have a role. While it's not skipping down to the collection basket here, your role in our parish is extremely important. We too have that important role. Each of you plays a great part in supporting the mission of our parish. No matter how big or how small, your sacrificial donation supports the mission of our parish to go, make, and teach. We are invited by Christ Jesus this year to invest ourselves and our gift for his purpose. When we come together as a community, we are stronger. This year, as part of our One Spirit Mini Gift Sunday Giving Renewal, we are inviting you to invest. It truly is an investment, as there are amazing dividends that are literally out of this world. We grow in holiness by being generous, and we help others to grow in holiness as well by supporting the mission to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to them. Your role is very important, as your gift of money, time, and the gift of your talents allows Christ's ministry to continue here 2,000 years after Christ. Zacchaeus today realizes in the gospel that he has a significant role to play in the ministry of Christ. When he is noticed and called by Christ, he hurries down in great joy, just like the little children. He is excited that Jesus has called them. He is excited that he has an important role and important purpose. He is able to shelter the Lord for the night. He encounters love and is moved by the love of Christ to live generously himself. He gives the Lord a place to stay, and he tells the Lord that he will give back to the poor as well as those who he has extorted. He is invited by the Lord to live out of a generous spirit, just like we're inviting you here at St. John's to live out of a generous spirit. And by doing so, Zacchaeus is able to support Christ's mission and ministry. Here at St. John's, we too want to cultivate a culture of generosity. The Lord has given us much, and we must use it according to his plan and purpose. Our vibrant parish is reliant on your generosity to provide the financing for the vital and essential ministries we provide. Your generosity to St. John's allows the Lord to reach many, many people. Each day, people come through our doors, seeking love, seeking comfort, seeking healing, seeking support, strength, and guidance. They are ultimately looking for Jesus Christ. And with your support, we are able to bring Jesus Christ to them. Thank you for that. Your investment in the parish supports Jesus' work, and thus your role is of the utmost importance. In our second reading today, St. Paul writes to the Thessalonians, and he encourages them to fulfill their purpose, that is, to share the love of God with those around them. Now, I am not St. Paul, but I too am calling you, like St. Paul, to fulfill the purpose that God has called you to become the saint that God desires you to be. I encourage you to live out of a generous spirit, trusting in God's goodness and his faithfulness. Through your generosity, you reflect Jesus Christ to others and support his work here. As you know, St. John's is a very active and dynamic parish that serves the young and the older, men and women, those rejoicing and those grieving. This work is important, but it also takes money to be done well. Unfortunately, the last 2 years we have come up short and had to draw on our reserves to balance the budget. In fact, the shortfall this last fiscal year would have been over $125,000 if it were not for a one-time significant estate gift. We really need to increase Sunday giving in order not to just maintain our ministries, but in order to grow them. And we have a lot of great momentum going on here in our parish. With the presence of the sisters now in our parish and in our school, we have the net team reaching out to evangelize our high school and middle schoolers. We have a growing enrollment in our school. We have a lot of great momentum and energy here at our parish, and we need to continue to support that and sustain it so it can grow. I am excited to announce that a generous parishioner has offered a special $75,000 matching gift, which will match any increase in over the calendar year. The letters that are in your mail to your homes right now will explain the match for you. I sincerely hope that you will respond generously to this year's One Spirit Mini Gift Sunday Giving Renewal and help us secure this special challenge. If you are new to the parish and have not received or do not receive the mailings from the parish, next weekend we'll have pledge cards for you as well, so you too can join us and share in the work of Christ here at our parish. In addition to increasing our income, we are also monitoring our expenses closely, as I want to make sure that your generous support is used wisely. I personally use gas coupons pretty much every time I get gas, so I can save a dollar or two. Because, as my parents taught me, every dollar saved is a dollar earned. And so we want to use your money well. And we are so grateful for your generosity. I know you work hard for it, and so I want to make sure it is used well. I encourage you to be generous to our parish, because in doing so, you're participating in Christ's generosity. Please turn to the Lord in prayer this week and ask Him how He is calling you to live out of a generous spirit. Please fill out the form you receive in the mail and return it next weekend. Thank you for your generosity. Our parish staff is focused on meeting the spiritual needs of over 2,500 families that call St. John's their home. Our school and preschool have a dedicated group of teachers and administrators who help our students set forth out on a path of lifelong Catholicism. I want to thank our entire staff for the work they do every day for our parishioners. We obviously could not operate our many ministries without them, and we need your help to keep these wonderful servants and attract others like them as openings arise. Your role here at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church and School is of the utmost importance. We need your help to fulfill the mission of Christ. Help us to go, make, and teach. You may not cause people to smile by running down the aisle like the 1, 2, and 3-year-olds. However, your donation brings joy to many people. Thank you for your generosity. In a few short moments here, I'll hold the Eucharist up above the altar. The fractured host, the host is broken, showing that Christ gave generously of himself for us. He gave himself for us so that we can live eternally in heaven. And so may Christ's generosity this day, as we receive him in the Eucharist, inspire us to live generously as he did.